to a super dad, husband, and earthling.
That was mine.
Thanks, everyone. I'm very, very touched. Thank you, dear.
Oh, happy birthday, darling.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, son.
Many more, Dad.
Thanks. Thanks, sweetheart. Thank you, Alf. Thank you.
Whoa, not bad. Still waters run deep there, William.
Blow the candles.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. What is this, the 5th year now, and I fall for it every single time.
Hey, back off there, Willy Bob. Let me give it a shot.
Ow! What?
Okay, I was born the son of a poor asteroid polisher.
I'm supposed to be making this speech.
I think I know my life better than you do. But enough about me.
Thank you. Well, I don't think I've got too much to complain about, that's for sure. I have my health, I have a wonderful wife, I have 2 great kids, and then an alien.
Okay, great speech. Let's open the presents.
Okay, be right back. Come on, Brian.
I hope you got me jewelry.
Alf, it's Willie's birthday. He's the one who gets the presents.
The guy who has the birthday also gets the presents? Talk about your wacky planet.
Okay, Dad, close your eyes. Okay. Open. Happy birthday, darling.
Oh, Kate. It's the Cambridge Atlas of Astronomy.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Let me see.
Welcome. Gee, I've been eyeing that book in the bookstore for weeks. You know, I was going to wait until it came out in paperback, but what are you doing?
I'm correcting the more glaring errors. Look at this. They left out the 10th planet. Dave.
You know, I think you make things up. You told me there was a race of cucumber people on Mars.
Not a race, a family, a small family. They're mean. Here. Happy birthday.
Well, thanks. What is it?
I don't know. Something I found in the basement behind the chemical toilet.
Oh, thoughtful.
Well, I can't exactly go out and shop.
Oh, no. I mean, it is charming. It's one's very thoughtful. Alf, thank you. Look at these. These are pictures. These are our high school, our college pictures.
Oh, my gosh. I don't believe
it. Old letters in there.
Mom, who is this gorgeous guy with his arm around you?
That's Nolan Westwood.
Who's this guy in the stupid-looking clothes?
That's a football uniform, Alf.
I know this guy. He's an old-timer. What's his name? Joe...
Namath.
You get Joe Namath?
The pantyhose guy? Wow!
Mom, you really went out with some hunks.
But I married the best hunk of them all.
Oh, my gosh! Here's a menu!
Oh, look, it's an old menu from that little restaurant that Kate and I discovered.
Let's order!
The restaurant's been closed for 20 years.
Then why are we ordering?
We're not ordering.
Oh, honey, look what we wrote on the back. It's our list.
What list?
Well, your father and I each made a list of things that we wanted to accomplish in our lives. You know, goals, dreams.
Can I see it? Look what Mom wrote. To ski the Eagle's Nest at Squaw Valley. To have a poem published in a major literary magazine. To run with the bulls at Pamplona.
She did all that, too.
Wow, Kate, you little overachiever, you.
Yeah, way to go, Mom.
Oh, well, you know how I am with lists. I love crossing things off.
Where's your list, Dad?
Oh, it's in there. I think I wrote it under the catch of the day.
Let me see that. I may want sea bass.
We're not ordering.
All right, all right. Let me read this. Wait a minute. Willie Tanner, goals and ambitions. Number one, to build a better mousetrap. Well, that must have been a piece of cake.
Not exactly. I'm still working on that one.
Number two, complete that skydive. Complete that skydive? How do you skydive just a little bit? Do you jump halfway?
No. You get ready to jump. You have second thoughts. You go back to your seat to sit down.
Oh, you chicken out.
You decide not to jump.
You come to your senses.
You have second thoughts.
You decide not to be stupid.
All right, all right.
You chicken out. Now, how about some of that wet cake? Yeah. Yo, Willie.
Yo.
What are you working on?
My mousetrap.
Uh-huh. You might have a little trouble slipping that baby behind a refrigerator.
Say, don't you have some sleeping to do?
No. I always wake up around 3, 3:30, have a couple of potatoes, and wait for my paper.
What a life.
Hey, so far no complaints. Want a cold spud?
No. No, thanks.
Because I ate the rest of the cake. I should tell you that now.
That's okay.
And the candles.
Listen, Alpha, I really like to finish this thing.
Why bother?
Well, because I like to finish something I start.
You never finished that skydive.
Did you ever set goals for yourself that you weren't able to accomplish?
No.
None?
Melmacians don't set goals, Willie. We live from moment to moment.
From snack to snack.
Yes. We take time to stop and smell the potatoes.
You ever jump out of a moving plane?
Hey, you want to be alone, just tell me.
No, no. I mean, did you ever skydive?
I fell to Earth at Mach 16.
What was that like?
Imagine Mach 8 and double it.
Yeah. You scared?
Not once I started plummeting. Hey, Willie, don't worry about it. You don't have to prove anything. You're a good provider. You've got a couple of great kids and an alien. You don't run around. And your life is incredibly predictable and safe. There's my paper. Ciao.
Kate?
Yeah?
You ever hear from Nolan?
Nolan who?
Nolan Westwood.
No. Why?
I don't know. I just wondered if you'd heard from him since, you know, since college.
Actually, I heard that he went to New Guinea and never came back.
Oh, that's too bad.
Some tribe made him their king. Why do you ask?
Oh, nothing. I was just curious.
Oh.
Does he have any real power, or is he just a figurehead?
Well, he's on the stamps.
What about Joe?
Joe who?
You know, the football guy.
Theismann?
No. Joe Namath. Did you go out with Joe Theismann, too?
No, honey. Just Namath. Why are you bringing all this up?
Kate, you think of me as incredibly predictable and safe.
Yes. That's why I'm here with you, right now. Go to sleep. You have a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah. I gotta take the wagon and get the radiator flushed. After that, I'm gonna stop at the hardware, see if the lawn sprinklers come in. Yeah. Having lunch with Cousin Vern. He'll talk to me about his new edger. After that, I decided I'm gonna go skydiving. Good night there.
Night.
Excuse me. Where am I?
You're at your graduation.
Well, what am I graduating from?
This is a dream, Tanner. Its purpose is to point out how inadequate you are compared to everybody else.
That sounds like fun.
Would you mind standing off to the side? Nolan Westwood, come on out and accept your diploma. Congratulations, Nolan, on being a successful unicyclist, world traveler, and New Guinean king.
Thank you. Here are some stamps and coins.
He's on the money, too?
Tanner,
quiet.
I'm sorry. Listen, I've got to go. They're having a little ceremony for me back home. I'm being bumped up from king to god.
Congratulations, Nolan.
Thanks, bub.
And now, our next recipient needs no introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Namath. Hey, Joe, go on out for a long one, huh? Hey, I was just kidding. Here you go, Joe.
Thanks. Say, what's going on here?
Willie's having a dream. Willie!
Hello, Joe. I'm sorry to drag you into this.
Oh, hey, that's cool. I've been doing a lot of dreams lately. Next week, I'm doing a Howard Cosell nightmare.
Oh, gee, Joe, you've done awfully well. Say, would you autograph this for my son, Ryan?
Oh, absolutely. There you go.
Thanks, Joe, to Brian. Tell your mom hello.
You know what? I always think about what Kate said when I proposed to her. Yeah, and that's how I got the bad knees, by the way, kneeling. She said, Broadway. She always called me Broadway. She said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm looking for someone that's predictable and safe. So long, Willie.
I'm going skydiving tomorrow!
I'm going skydiving tomorrow! You had your chance. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our man of the century, someone whose accomplishments put the rest of us to shame, a person of whom it can truly be said he changed the way we look at the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Gordon Alf Shumway!
Alf.
Hey, Alf, great to see you.
Way to go!
What a guy.
He's the best.
Say, Alf, can I have your autograph?
Sure, Joe.
Oh, wait till my friends see this.
Oh. There you go.
Thanks.
Alf? Willie.
Alf?
Willie.
You're the man of the century?
Yeah, what a surprise. I was happy just to be nominated. What a kick.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Hey, Willie, you never know. Next century, it could be you.
I don't think so.
Hey, come on. Don't be so negative. All you have to do is take this parachute and jump, Willie. Jump! Jump! Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump!
Jump, Willie, jump!
Hit, roll, huh?
Hit, roll!
How's that?
Can I try it?
Yeah, sure. Come on, hit, roll, huh? Hit, roll, hit, roll. Yes, yes, yes.
There's nothing to the skydiving stuff. It's boring.
Let's take a break here.
Yeah, good idea. You know, Alf, I had the strangest dream last night, and you were in it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really weird. There was you and these three guys that Kate used to go out with.
What's weird about that?
Well, what were you doing in it?
Now that you brought it up, I think Kate's been coming on to me lately.
I really think you're mistaking friendliness for something else.
Then I guess I shouldn't have sent her flowers.
You sent my wife flowers?
Okay, break's over. Let's get on with this. Come on. Yeah. Enough of this idle chit-chat.
Yeah. Hit! Roll.
Hit! Roll!
Yeah. How about it?
Not bad. If that had been a real jump, you'd have just driven your femur into your spleen.
Oh, Willie, the flowers are beautiful. Honey, what's the occasion?
It's just because he loves you, that's all.
Oh, I love you, too. What's going on here?
Oh, I was just practicing my hit and roll.
That skydiving lingo.
So that is what you said last night.
Yeah, I decided I'm going to take the plunge.
And don't try talking him out of it.
Alf, do you mind?
You're really serious about this, aren't you?
Yep.
Why are you doing this?
I'm doing this because I feel I have to do this.
Because of something you wrote on a menu 25 years ago?
I thought it was 20.
Alf. 25 years ago, 5 people went up in a plane, and 4 people jumped.
You didn't jump because you didn't want to jump.
I didn't jump because I was afraid to jump.
You're not afraid now?
I am afraid. But I feel that this is something I have to do.
If jumping out of an airplane at 5,000 feet is that important to you, you should do it. We'll be there watching.
Mm-hmm. 5,000. I thought they said it was 4,000.
I think it's 10,000.
We're nearing the drop zone!
Hey!
Are we pumped? Pumped as a tire, in fact.
Good, that's what I'd like to hear.
Mr. Tanner.
Yeah.
I noticed there you didn't check off the life insurance box.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That'll be $2. I don't know. Would it be all right if I paid you later? Good one.
Oh, score.
We are now directly over the drop zone. Skydivers, prepare for flight. And watch out for that first step!
That's my first time.
Nervous, huh?
Yeah, a little.
Nothing to worry about. Just like jumping off a cliff.
Colin!
Go!
Pomansky!
Yo!
Burner!
Yo! Hey, listen, if anything happens to me, tell him no life support system.
Gotcha!
Yeah!
Tanner!
Prison, yes!
You're supposed to say yo!
Oh, right.
Yo!
Listen, here's what I've decided. I can't do this. I won't do it. I mean, I don't need to do it, so I'm not going to do it. That's what I wanted to tell you. See, I was sitting back there, I was listening to everybody say yo and all that, and I thought to myself, do I really want to plummet? And I had to admit, no, I don't feel like plummeting, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go back over there, and I'm going to sit down. That's where I'll be, right over there, okay?
What?
Oh, nothing. What the hell?
In here!
What are you doing?
Building a better cat trap. How'd the jump go?
Great. He did it.
Yeah. Nice going, Willie. Hey, let's hear it for the Tan Man.
You said he'd end up a red smear on the landscape.
I said he might end up a red smear on the landscape.
Well, honey, tell me, what's next for the conquering hero?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking about that on the way down. I still like to discover that new galaxy. I don't know, maybe play pro football for a couple of years. Take the whole gang, move to New Guinea. Of course, first, I have to get the radiator flushed.
What?